the last 10 years or so, October has officially been known as Mental Health Month. It's a month to raise awareness of mental ill health, to start conversations, create connections, and strengthen your understanding of how it impacts yourself, your loved ones, and different people in your community. Early in the year, you might remember we shared a story about the Man Walk that was set up here in Newcastle, and now the local ambassador for that has released a podcast to share his lived experience of mental health. Elliot Waters is here to tell you all about it. Good morning.
Hello, how are you?
Good, how are things?
Things are going well. I'm in the grind finishing my thesis. I'm a little bit stressed out, but we'll get there. That's the main point.
Yeah, so why not just add an extra job on top of that, Elliot?
Yeah, I'm good at that. You know, I've got all these responsibilities and I'm like, you know what, we can do more. Let's carry more. Let's go with it.
Why a podcast?
Two main reasons. So I do presentations for the Black Dog Institute, and I've been doing that for a few years, which is great. And a lot of the feedback has been positive, which is good. And a lot of people have said, you should do a podcast. That'd be really interesting. And I'm not very good with praise. I'm much better at accepting criticism. So I sort of put it on the back burner. But then recently, and this ties in well with the thesis, I've got ADHD, so my ability to attend to what I should be isn't always the best. So I thought, right, what's something in the psychological field that I can do that I can justify doing and still think I'm sort of doing my degree? Why not do a podcast? So that's pretty much how it started.
There are so many podcasts out there at the moment, and a lot of them, you know, are tackling some pretty big conversations around mental health. Maybe not all of them are Australian. How did you want to do something a little different from what was already out there?
Well, a lot of the podcasts I've listened to have been a little bit, and this is no disrespect, but a little bit sanitized maybe. Mm-hmm. And I really wanted to do a podcast that was raw, it was real, honest. This is exactly how it is to me. This is my perceptions of mental illness, and then also incorporate other people's views as well. So, yeah, there's no sort of flashy bits and bobs for this one. This is the real deal.
Mm-hmm. Why is that lived experience, that raw lived experience, so important, do you think, in these conversations?
I think we all have our own unique individual stories, which is amazing, and it is, and that's something to be celebrated. But a lot of people that have mental illnesses think that they're going at it alone. And I think it's important for people to understand that they're not alone, and that there is actually a lot of commonalities across our stories. If I was, say, presenting to a school and said, put your hand up, everybody who knows what sadness feels like, everyone's going to put up their hand. Same with happiness. The way it comes about might be different, but that feeling is so common amongst all of us in our human experience, and I think that message really needs to be pushed forward.
In the work that you have been doing in this space, are you seeing people more open to hearing, as you said, less sanitized versions of what mental ill health can look like for each of us?
I think so. I think a big part of it is breaking down that stigma, which is, you know, it's becoming a bit of a cliche, but for good purpose, because the stigma is real and it's still out there. So I think we're at the point now where we're more happy to admit that there might be some problems going on, but now it's about getting to that next step of accepting what's going on and then really knowing what you're up against and really conceptualizing what it is for you that mental illness is, because that way you can commit to change and live a life worth living.
Even if we are, you know, we feel like we're pretty mentally healthy, how can we take things from this to look after others around us as well, Elliot?
Well, I think that's sort of the key. The podcast, I don't, well, like a lot of my plans, they're not always the most well thought out, but the general gist is exactly what you just said, that people that may not be going through a mental illness are definitely going to know someone who is, whether they actually know it or not, because we're all very good at putting on that facade, putting on that happy face. But I think if we can improve that sort of mental health literacy in our community and understand what others are going through, then we can show better compassion and empathy, and then as a community we can rise above this sort of stuff.
All right, so is the podcast out now? Where can we find it?
The podcast is out, definitely, and people are actually listening to it, which I can't believe. I cannot believe people listen to me, but thank
you
to everybody that is. And You can find it at www.thedysregulatedpodcast.com or on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all the rest of them. It's all there, ready to go.
What do you hope that starting these conversations, you know, in a different space can do?
Well, I just hope it breaks down some barriers a bit. And see, I'm one of the lucky ones because a lot of people that have mental illnesses perceive that they lose their voice. Mm. And I'm lucky that I've somehow, I'm not sure how, but I'm still trying to figure that out, I've been able to push through that. And if there's people out there that don't feel the confidence to speak up, well, I hope they can listen to me and at least in the interim think, well, he's sort of hitting the nail on the head there, and then maybe follow and do something similar themselves. That's the hope anyway.
I don't want to let you go without asking where the man walk is up to. Obviously lockdown, you know, was a challenge, but what's the plan with the Newcastle man walk from here?
The man walk did face some serious challenges from lockdowns, as in we weren't allowed to walk, yeah, which is a shame, but that has been lifted. So the man walk is back, and it's back in a big way. So this weekend, starting Saturday, 8 a.m. at Dixon Park, look for me, look for the big banner, and yeah, meet some new friends and have a bit of a chat and have a good time, ultimately.
Awesome. Elliot, always great to catch up. Thank you.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
Elliot Waters, local mental health ambassador, the founder of The Man Walk here in Newcastle, which I'm very excited that it's back up and running again. Saturday, 8 a.m, Dixon Park. Blokes, if you want to go down and have a walk. Also, if you want to find his podcast, it's called The Dysregulated Podcast, and you can find it, as the podcasts say, wherever you like to listen to podcasts.